ahead and have a seat. I'll ask him to come down. Please go ahead.
Sit down. I told you, sit down. It looks like you don't understand our language. Sit down. Language is very important. It is one of those boundaries which creates division amongst people, just like religion. Origin, nationality, culture, and more importantly, the color of our skin. Don't you agree with me, young man? Let me see your hand. Come on. Don't be afraid. Look, they differ. Isn't that so?
Mr. Yeshwar, then, but these things aren't really important to me.
But for many, it is important. Most of the wars and conflicts in the world are over these minor issues.
What's this, Mr. Yeshwardhan? Are you trying to bribe me? You're mistaken. I am not for sale.
Good job, son. Good job. You really passed your test. Although the check was fake. But if you didn't tear it, then I would have doubted your love for Sita. Good job. Good job.
So what you told me yesterday were all lies, correct?
Which ones?
If Sita has gone to your house on her own, then how come she didn't check out from the hotel?
Well, it's because she wanted to make sure you didn't take her back to India.
I want to see her.
Now listen to me, young man. I told you that you must come with your family.
All right, but I won't leave here until I hear these things from Sita myself.
Okay. Binod!
Yes, sir?
Mr. Naderi wants to leave. The prince wants to leave.
Okay, I'll come tonight, and I'll come with my family. But if you don't let me talk to Sita, then I'll have to come with the police.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
What an idiot.
Mom! Cody! Mom! Daddy! Mom! Mom, where are you? Mom! Cody! Hurry! Come here, we've become miserable!
What's up? Hi. What's wrong? Hello, nobody has the right to yell in this house.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
We've become miserable.
Why are you yelling now? What's happened, Mom?
I don't know. Tell us what has happened.
It's nothing. Our creditors, they were in our office today.
Okay.
We had arguments.
Okay.
And we got into a fist fight. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Then what?
Come on, talk!
Nothing. Suddenly, Dad lost his control. His face turned red. And then he fell down. He just collapsed. Out of nowhere.
Okay.
He collapsed! He had a heart attack.
Dad? Dad?
You're lying, Farzad. Where's Dad? Tell us, did he die? Tell me the truth. Where's Dad?
We've become miserable. That's all. Where's Anduri? Anduri, hurry. Where's Anduri?
Does Simin know?
Yes, she does. Where is she? We're going to have people coming here soon.
But I didn't hear Simin crying.
You wanted him dead anyway. All of you wish that he died. All of you. Be quiet. You be quiet. You be quiet or I'll hit you in the face. You killed him. You.
You killed
my dad. You killed my dad. You killed him.
No. Get out.
No. Just be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet.
Get out.
Get out. Get out.
You don't. You killed him.
My dad's dead. Oh, my dad's dead. My dad's dead.
Yes, Mansur Naderi. The autopsy is at 8 in the morning. We'll hold a memorial service separately. When is it going to be ready? Well, thank you. Please send it to our house. Thanks. Farzad. Farzad.
What is it?
Come upstairs. I need you.
I gotta go for the death certificate. It's getting late. What do you need?
What happened?
I'll call you.
Where's Huri? I'm going to need her help. The crowd may come anytime
okay.
soon. I won't be able to
okay.
handle
this
myself.
What's Nimat for? I've asked him to come and help you. Ah! I just don't want your spoiled friends to be here. Once they come, they won't leave. And you know I can't stand them. You know that. I've told you.
You don't need to tell me what to do. Why don't you just go and take care of your work?
Okay.
And tell Nimat to bring me flowers, rose water, and dates.
Flower, rose water,
come back
and
quick.
Dates. What a miserable person I am.
It's enough, my darling. It's enough. Raise your head, sweetheart. Go upstairs. And tell them I don't want to be involved in whatever they're doing for Mansur. He doesn't have anything to do with me. Okay?
I me alone.
What? Are you upset because I'm not crying? Hmm? I'm sorry. But I feel so relieved. After 22 years. The news of someone's death isn't always bad.
Dear to Mansoor, I'm sorry to see this happening to you. So, so very, very sorry, my darling. It's so hard to see you in so much pain. Oh, my poor thing. I think it's best that you come in now.
Hello? Hi, Farouk. How are you? I'm at work now. Why? What's wrong? What's the matter?
I just wanted to let you know that Mansoor is dead.
What?
Farzad just informed me about it, and I wanted you to know.
I'm sorry to hear that, Farouk. God bless him.
Don't be upset, brother. I'm not sorry. But I wish he had suffered for his wrongs in this life.
Oh, no, Farouk, please don't say that. Your children may hear and get upset.
You must have a lot of people there. Look, has he been there too?
That's the reason for my call. He hasn't come home yet. If you could please go after him.
Have you asked him why he's gone to a hotel?
No, he hasn't contacted me yet. Where's Parvaneh?
She should be home. How come?
Nothing. I just wanted to know how she's doing.
She's fine. But she's become very quiet after Amin left our house. Don't say anything.
And don't be upset. Get ready. I'll come and I'll pick you up in half an hour. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye then.
Sita, can you hear me?
Radha, open the door, please.
Radha!
I beg you, please open the door.
I can't, Sita. I'm not allowed to.
I never thought you would do this to me, Radha!
I wish you'd never gotten yourself involved in it.
You didn't leave any other option for me.
Nobody has ever dared to behave in such a way with me.
All right. I apologize.
Eventually I'll come out of here.
But I'll never forget what you've done to me. I never will.
And remember that...
I loved you so much.
I love you too, Sita. And that's why I don't want to see you destroy
your future. Sita... Stop being stubborn, dear.
This marriage isn't for you.
Why would a smart girl like you make such a big mistake?
You know, you're really hurting your family.
Have you thought about that?
Life's not a play.
Open the door, Radha!
Radha!
Open this door!
Please go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Let us say a salavat.
My condolences to you. God bless him.
Thank you very much. Izzat, please go ahead. Run and bring 40 to 50
Certainly.
Chairs here. Huri, what happened to the teapot?
I've poured water in it to boil, but it's a small one. Should I go ahead and bring in a bigger one?
Don't worry about it. I'll have someone else get me one.
Mrs. Nadiri.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
My condolences to you. God bless him.
Thank you very much.
With your permission, I have locked the doors of the office and gave the employees some time off. Here are the keys to the office and Mr. Nadiri's car keys as well. The car is parked outside. That's it.
Thank you. Whereabouts is Farzad?
He was there at the hospital with me. I think he's in the autopsy center now. If you need anything, I'm here at your service anytime.
Please, would you go to the cemetery and make sure everything's ready for tomorrow? I also want a gravestone right away. Hello?
Okay, ma'am. Anything else?
Hold on, please. No. No, thanks, no.
Do me a favor, please. Cry a little more.
Why don't you just go?
With your permission. Goodbye.
Hello, Farzad. Farzad, where are you? I can't hear you well. Okay.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Hello?
Mr. Nadiri. Mr. Markadam is on the line. Should I transfer the call to you?
Mr. Markadam. Yes, go ahead, please.
Hello, Ramin. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Jalal.
Hello, dear. How are you doing? Listen, I'm here with your mom waiting downstairs. Come down quickly.
To be honest, Uncle, I mean...
We're waiting in the car for you.
Hello, excuse me. I want to check out of my room and leave a note for Miss Rampal in room 638. If you happen to see her, please give her this note.
Okay, not a problem.
If it's possible, please tell her to contact me at the number written on the back of the envelope. It's very important. Don't forget it, please.
Certainly.
How much do I owe you?
What was your room number?
626.
626?
You've been here for 2 days. You've already gone to your uncle's house. Spoken with Kadi and Farzad as well, but you didn't call to speak to your mother. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Oh, Ramin, dear. What happened last night? You left so suddenly.
I definitely have to tell you something, Uncle, and since my mom's here too, I think it's the best time to say it now.
Forget about it. We don't want to hear it.
But you must know about it, Uncle.
Ramin.
Ramin, when was the last time you saw your dad?
1 or 2 years ago. How come? Did they catch him? How come this happened to him all of a sudden?
He wasn't doing very well lately. He was overstressed since he was worried about his loans and his creditors. And he kept taking anxiety pills.
Life and death isn't in our control. Just as we come into this life, our departure isn't based on our will either. You know what? There's wisdom in death. And we may not know it. Only God knows about our destiny and what's good and bad for us.
During these last few years, I bothered him a lot.
You know, he always talked about you to his friends. Although he used to fight you a lot, he was very proud of you.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Barbanette. My dad's gone. I've become an orphan too soon. Oh, Barbanette. Oh, Barbanette.
Why are you standing for that? Sit down, please.
Thank you very much. I must go upstairs. We have too many guests. You could join us upstairs if you like. Romain is welcome to join us as well if he likes. With your permission, please
Bye.
Excuse me now.
Bye.
Oh, Uncle. My dad died too soon. Oh, my God. Oh.
Please excuse me for a second.
Oh, Dad.
Please stay calm, dear.
Oh, my Dad.
Alvane, sweetheart. Take Kali outside. Stay calm, dear.
Leave me alone. Oh, my God. My dad!
This is Mansu's destiny, and he's finished.
It's unfortunate that he didn't get punished for his wrongs in this life.
I never thought Mansu's death would affect Ramin's.
Did you take care of the work I gave you?
Yes, sir.
And you? Did you deliver the package I gave you?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes.
Sita? Sita Betty? Forse sono. Metum ko suchna denaya. Vahi se jo tum bahut bahut se pyar karti thi. Jana chahti ho wo kya hai? ये लड़का तुम्हारा प्यार मुझसे एक ब्लैंक चेक ले लिया और चला गया। समझ सकती हूं मैं क्या कहना चाहता हूं? इसका माने क्या है? माने ये है कि प्यार व्यार कुछ भी नहीं है।
आप झूठ बोलते हैं चाचा जी।
प्यार केवल शब्द नहीं है बेटी, खेल नहीं है, सच्चाई है और समझने की बात है, उसको निपाना है।
आप मुझे धोखा नहीं दे सकते हैं।
धोखा? धोखा तो तुम पहले से ही काया हो, परंतु मुझसे नहीं, वो तुम्हारा प्यार से।
आप सच बोलते हैं तो द्वार को लिए।
वो प्यार जो तुम बार बार कहती थी यही है? यही नहीं है बेटी, कुछ और है जो तुम्हारी समझ के बाहर है।
मुझको उससे बात करने दीजिए।
मैंने ये सब जो कह दिया तुम्हारी भलाई के लिए, केवल तुम्हारे लिए। आगे तुम जानो।
चाचा जी द्वार खोलिए।
I'll be back. Excuse me. Kathy?
What?
Come with me, please.
What?
What's wrong with Ramin? Has anything happened to him?
No, he's just upset.
Upset about what?
Look around.
But I think he's changed a lot.
Don't worry, he's always been like that.
Hello, my condolences. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Send your prayers for the soul.
Allahumma sallallahu Muhammad Muhammad.
Excuse me, Mr. Saad. Thank you.
I'll be downstairs with my aunt.
Please, go ahead.
Are you leaving?
I'm leaving, but my mom and them are staying.
Very well. Goodbye.
I can stay if you want.
For what? Why?
Well, to sympathize with you.
No, your mom and them are here.
Oh, yeah?
That's enough.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm at your service.
Go.
Okay. Don't get angry. I'm leaving. Goodbye. God bless you. But you died the wrong time.
Allahumma sallallahu Muhammad.
Thank you so much.
God bless him. Nemat, take it over there for the men too.
So you're telling me you haven't filed a complaint against them yet?
No, Uncle Jalal. As you can see, we didn't have time to do that. In addition, they weren't really at fault. As you have said, maybe this was his destiny.
I agree. It really was your dad's fault.
Yes.
But they didn't have the right to come to his office and beat him up.
I have a feeling that you're actually correct. We'll file a complaint against them tomorrow.
Where are you going to bury him?
In a cemetery in Poonak Square.
Why there?
Last year, when I'd gone there, with your dad. To pray at my mom's graveyard, I asked him to buy two graves for us. I told him that the sad truth is we never know when we're going to die.
Dad.
Oh, who knows what tomorrow's going to bring? You know, it's possible that I may not wake up in the morning. You just never know.
God forbid. We pray that you live a long, healthy life. Next to your son, Farzad.
That's very kind.
So, is everything ready for tomorrow's program?
I've already taken care of the death certificate, and I've sent Khabari to take care of the burial arrangements.
Is the body in the morgue?
Yes, the body's in the morgue. And we're going to the funeral home early in the morning. We'll wash the body and do the prayer there. I wanted you to be at the cemetery with Ramin early in the morning, because there will be people there waiting for us already.
Definitely. Okay. So, you don't need me now. I'm going downstairs with my sister. Let me know if there's a problem.
Oh, and there's one more thing. We've decided to hold the memorial service for the third day only. Expenses for the 7th and 40th day anniversary will be given to the poor.
What do you mean? You can't do that.
Whose decision is that?
It was my dad's decision. But if you want, you can hold on to it yourself.
I also agree with you, Anna. It may be better that way. It's up to you guys. Okay. Goodbye for now.
Please go ahead.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Makadam. It was really kind of you. Please send my greetings to your sister and my condolences. I'm looking forward to Parvani and Ramin's wedding so that we can come and help you.
You're welcome, Miss. It was my duty. We're at your service. Goodbye for now.
Thank you. Please
Goodbye.
Go ahead. Goodbye. Please go ahead.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Seema asked me to offer her condolences to you.
You see that, brother? She's still not leaving me alone. Did you hear that she asked to be buried next to Mansoor?
So that's why you don't want to come to the cemetery, hmm?
Did Simon say that?
No, I'm just saying that.
I can't be at the cemetery, brother. Mansoor has bothered me so much. It was easy for him to pay back for his wrongs in this life, and he wasn't given a chance to do that.
Well, you have the right to hate him so much, but his name's still on your marriage certificate. And you were together so long. And he's the father of your children.
He can be whomever he wants. But for me, he was absolutely nothing.
in honor of the Day of Judgment.
There is none worth worshipping but Allah.
Muhammad is the messenger and Ali is the vicegerent of Allah.
There is none worth worshipping but Allah.
Muhammad is the messenger and Ali is the vicegerent of Allah.
There is none worth worshipping but Allah. There is none worth worshipping but Allah.
Dad! Take me with you, Dad! Don't take me with me!
Let us pray. We can't keep the body out for too long.
Get up! Get up! Dad!
Let us say a salawat.
I'm not gonna let you take him. I'm not.
Let us say a salawat. Send blessings on Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad.
Hello? Taxi service? Please send a taxi to 726. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Sir. How's it going in the grave? You obviously never thought that you'd leave this world too soon, right? You had become completely blind and deaf. I don't have any tears left to cry for you. You died many years ago. I held your funeral service and cried for you the night you brought Sim into our lives. By the way, Mansoor, what did you take with you to the next life? Just like everybody else. You left empty-handed. All agreed and everything ended up. Nothing for you. All you have, Mansoor. Is a few meters of dirt. The rest, I wish you could hear me. Mansoor, you didn't hear me or see me when you were alive either, you know. Not only that, you didn't even see or hear your kids. And I raised them up all by myself, you know. You're dead, Mansoor. Is it possible that one wouldn't pay back for his wrongs in this life? No, it's impossible. No, it's impossible. No.
It's too late for talking to him now. You should have done that a long time ago.
You can go. Hurry up. But just don't make a noise. Go.
But why are you doing this? I don't...
I can't bother anyone, Sita. I love you. Go.
Watch out for yourself, okay?
اسکوپری من تادین تو رای به جز تدبیر نیست دلخوش به فانوسم مکن اینجا مگر خورشید نیست باعث ویرانی بیا تا بشکند دیوار من چیزی نگفتن بهتر از تکرار تو دیوار من
بربادی کا احساس لائے
फिर दीवार को गिराने तू कभी कुछ तू ना कहना बेतर मेरे तू ताज से तकरार से मेरे कुफरे से तुम्हारे दीन तक तरदीद के सिवा तरकीब नहीं
बाएश आन सुय खतर جایی برای ترس نیست در انتهای موعظه دیگر مجال درس نیست
پیار سے خطرہ کے اس پار گھرنے کے لیے جگہ تو نہیں جب سبق انتہائے موعظہ سبق کے لیے مجال تو نہیں میرے کفرے سے تمہارے دین تک تردید کے سوا ترکیب تو نہیں
کافر اگر عاشق شود بے پردی مومن می شود چیزی شبیه معجزه با عشق ممکن می شود
کافر اگر عاشق بن تو گنگت مومن بن جاتا چمکار جیسی چیز تو پیار سے ہونی
I don't know, but I'm sure they forced her to stay.
Who?
The uncle. We must go to the house tonight with your mom.
Hello?
Hello. Excuse me, may I please talk to a Mr. Ramin Naderi, please, ma'am?
Who's calling?
I am Sita Rampol, his fiancé. I am calling from the hotel. I wanted to come over there.
You've dialed the wrong number, miss.
He doesn't live here. Excuse me, miss. I'm very sorry, but I am looking for Mr. Ramin Naderi.
He's over there in the courtyard.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, you are?
Well, then what you wanted to say is that the mess Ramin has made is going to upset your mom. And that we need to do something about it.
Yes, that's absolutely right.